worse.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Eli Scora, and I'm the executive director of the Federation in St. Paul. In a way, I'm glad I'm the last one and followed Colorado, because we did a sort of a similar process, but I'll present more details to you here, and afterwards, we'll see how close together we come. Both within St. Paul and across the United States, Jewish communal life is being transformed by changing demographics, the nature of Jewish identity, migration, intermarriage, and changing modes of degrees of affiliation. The recent Pew survey of U.S. Jews confirms what Jewish communities are experiencing, and we are no different than anyone else. The Jewish Federation of Greater St. Paul, which is 85 years old, is conducting a strategic planning process to determine what it means for our community and how to respond to these changing themes. All St. Paul Jewish community agencies and organizations are able to use the findings and recommendations in their future planning. To ensure the engagement across the community, we established a leadership team of area's rabbis, agency execs, and lay leaders to guide the process. Between May and November of 2013, Federation engaged more than 350 people, 3.5% of the population, in 37 small group conversations or listening sessions. And this facilitated conversations. A diverse cross-section of Jews discussed what they value about our community, as well as matters of personal and communal concerns affecting them. Data from these sessions, which were recorded, was evaluated by our consultants, Rainbow Research. 27 issues of concern were identified. From that list, the leadership team narrowed the list to 8 issues, and finally, to a guiding principle and 5 priorities for our community to address. We wanted to hear from a lot of different groups in the community, and chose segments of the community, certain age ranges, both affiliated and unaffiliated, loosely affiliated, religious streams, geographic areas, GLBTQ, disabled, etc. We succeeded in reaching more than 350 individuals from almost every group we sought to reach, though we were not successful in reaching unaffiliated Jews as we would have liked to. The Jewish Federation worked with a consultant, Rainbow Research, to develop a methodology to conduct this comprehensive process. In addition, we assembled an independent data and learning team made up of volunteers who are experts in statistics and evaluation to review, monitor, and evaluate the project's performance. That team examined our methodology, analysis, and report, and we did that on purpose because we knew that a lot of different groups out in the community would take pot shots at this. The team examined our methodology. They recommended the project for the rigor of our analysis, our utilization of multiple methods, and our presentation of the findings. And here they are. Guiding principles and goals. And I'll have these over here. If anybody would like them after, I'd be glad to answer questions. To engage all St. Paul Jewish agencies, institutions, and synagogues to build a vibrant, cohesive, and inclusive Jewish community in Greater St. Paul. To be successful, lay and professional leadership will intentionally work together in ever-increasing collaboration and with common purpose. The 5 priorities are to build the foundations of community, warm, welcoming connections, engage the next generation, reach out the door of a door, inspire giving, create the commitment to sustain a vibrant and caring Jewish St. Paul, strengthen Jewish education, find and implement effective models for today's world, enhance cooperation between St. Paul and Minneapolis Jewish communities. We do an extensive amount of cooperative work right now with our neighbors. The next steps of the process research and recommendation panels that will explore ways to address the five priorities and guiding principles chosen by the community is now underway. The first part of the project was called the listening process. The second part is going to be the implementation process. And finally, we are also parallel to this, revamping our allocation process, which will most likely become a hybrid model of deficit financing of the agencies and program financing. And we'll see, that's gonna be completed hopefully by the end of spring. And then we hope to set up a pool of a couple of $100,000 to implement the project. We're hoping not to have to withhold any money back in the process. And our agencies have been partners, the synagogues have been partners, the rabbis, and so far we haven't caused major chaos in the community. Thank you very much.